now to page 26 and a look at the weird world of the writer behind Blade Runner, Philip K. Dick. His works have been on screens everywhere this past year, but who was the tortured visionary behind some of the 20th century's most inventive sci-fi?
There is a new word being used to describe modern life, Phildickian. It describes a world in which reality is no longer all that clear. The word is derived from the name of the American sci-fi writer Philip K. Dick, who, as early as the 1960s, predicted a world with virtual reality, mega-powerful technological corporations, and environmental disasters. A world with artificial intelligence and humanoid robots. You may not be familiar with the name Philip K. Dick, but you will certainly have heard of his works. Blade Runner, The Adjustment Bureau, and Minority Report are just some of the many sci-fi movies based on his stories. And they are only the tip of a very big iceberg. By his death in 1982, at the age of 53, he had written an incredible 45 novels and more than 120 short stories. Philip K. Dick's death came just before Blade Runner introduced his troubling, fascinating vision of the future to a big audience. Before that, he had a small but devoted fan base who humorously called themselves Dickheads. To them, Dick was simply the most inventive writer of the 20th century, although most would accept that his literary style wasn't really that great. In the 35 years since Dick's death, however, more and more people have come to agree with the Dickheads. He may have worked in the trashy sci-fi genre, but Dick asked serious philosophical questions. Dick's two main themes were the nature of reality and what it means to be human. As our world becomes more and more Phildickian, we may all start asking these questions. But how did he get there so much earlier than everyone else? Separating Dick's writing from the tortured mind of the man himself is impossible. He was clinically paranoid, delusional, possibly schizophrenic, and prone to hallucinations, none of which was helped by the gargantuan quantities of drugs he took, and which ruined his health. Frankly, nobody writes 11 novels in a single year, as Dick once did, while drinking green tea. Divorced 5 times, he was both charismatic and impossible to live with. Friends often found themselves suspected of being enemies, sometimes even reported to the FBI as possible Soviet spies. Among his many delusions was a conviction that he was simultaneously living a parallel life as a Christian in first-century Rome. So, given his mental state, is it surprising that Dick believed that he was literally predicting the future in his books and not really writing fiction at all? The problem is that the more time passes, the more real his fiction seems to become.